Not quite day one of shift work when you first started, but not that long after. I had to go to the lunch toilets and clean, and that's a different story. Fridays and Saturdays is taxes.
We're not doing well. Can't win shooting 25% off the floor. My son must be watching the game. And he's an Aggie. He didn't even go to school here.
Yeah, so tomorrow morning this will be packed. Yeah.
Yeah.
We got a mid-season update on that, I think, so. We got a mid-season update on the volume that they're seeing. And well, overall, I think it's more, but not being at John and Judy Gay has lowered their, I mean, having to send people to the fire station. It's just, they're not used to it. And did they? What, for the Texas AARP? But what was it? Was it the program? Was it the music program today? They had 80 people, so. Oh, there she is.
Yep. Okay, the hour's upon us. Let's get started. Call the meeting to order. We have any non-controversial housekeeping items today? Okay, let's get right into the minutes. Any comments, corrections, additions to the minutes?
That's good.
Okay, we have a motion to accept the minutes.
Motion.
Motion from Mr. Claus.
Second.
Sherry is second. All in favor signify aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Okay, open for discussion items.
Okay.
Spencer?
As you know, we've been having some of our staff form different teams, cross-functional teams, to address some policy guideline issues that we didn't have clarity on before. One of those items that kind of hits every library is a local author policy. So we constantly, it seems, get copies of books from all different people, all different types of books, all different subjects that are claiming to be local authors. And so we formed a team, and the list of things we needed them to answer were such things as, well, what is a local author? What does that mean to us here? And then what guidelines do we use in collection of that? So without any further word from me, some of the members of the team are here today. If you could, for the microphone, say who you are before you speak the first time. I'll let them talk to you about their process and what their recommendations are.
Okay. I'm Helen Talley. I'm the branch manager here at the Hall Public Library. And as Spencer said, we were tasked with not only defining local author, but guidelines for submissions, resources, spotlighting local authors, programs that we can do to spotlight. And you'll see what we have is this guidelines here. And then at the back, there's kind of general guidelines, and then there's the actual submission form put together that we thought maybe addressed what people might need to fill out or to present to us when we're looking to add the book to our collections. We did a lot of research. We had a lot of benchmark cities that we checked their policies to kind of see what they were doing already, to give us an idea of geographically what's considered local, sort of the also like nonfiction? Do we want someone with a specific expertise? What kind of background do we want from that? And then local, just local history. That would be maybe included in our genealogy selection. So we kind of looked at all of that.
Okay, so we will be putting this on our website. We'll highlight it on Facebook probably. And the purpose of it is to give local authors some direction about what they can expect from us. That we'll have some place to donate the materials to along with the submission form. So we can see, you know, is this really a local author? Because there's so many local authors from Dallas. You know, we don't want to be a Dallas local author center. We want to focus on Collin County. And so that's what some of this information will get out to them, and then they will share information about themselves with us. We put together plans for a local author showcase that the library could have every year. And we have pretty much filled out the skeleton outline for how that would work. And then we have passed that along to our adult programming team so that they can take it from there and put it together for perhaps the fall as an offering. Any questions?
I'm thinking about how many authors are there? What's the population?
Just an guesstimate?
Yeah.
Wow, I don't know. I mean, I have a shelf upstairs in my office. I've sort of been the de facto designate of the local author collector. And I've got a pretty good, I would say 15 to 20. Maybe.
Okay.
But this is accumulated over time. But
we also have several in the collection already.
Right. And Christy has even just, she just told me recently,
two submissions in the last 2 weeks.
Yeah. So okay. It is a need, and it is certainly something that people have been asking about. So.
And you also mentioned adult, no children's books coming in.
Well, the program they mentioned, the program was for the adult team to put together the local author expo kind of program.
So
we do get children's books from local authors.
And we could feasibly have children at those, you know, as long as the parent is along with them. You know, we have a certain age limit because we don't want...
Not the author, I mean... adult authors of children's books.
Right.
Okay.
Yes, I mean, any genre, I mean, pretty much across the board.
And for those, we would most likely have them come in and do a story time or something where we would, at a one-off, something like that would go to the children's planning department. But this is more most of the submissions we get are memoirs or adult fiction.
We will make them in the general circulation, and we will ask that they, we were thinking would we have them here, but we thought, well, if they are willing to donate two copies, then we'll just have them at both locations so we can have an area at those locations for that, and we definitely want them to be, and they will be in the catalog so that you can make some purchases.
Any other questions?
And there is a specific mention of an age.
Kevin?
Will there be any kind of outward notation where a browser, somebody that's browsing the collection, would be able to say, oh, that's a local author?
We'll probably put it someplace really obvious, like maybe in the lobby here, because we want to highlight.
Okay, so it will be a separate.
They'll be co-located in a special collection highlighting the local author.
We haven't designated where those will be because, you know, here they're talking about moving children's down and adult up, and you know, everything is sort of in flux, so we don't want to say definitively right now where where they will be housed.
And I know Marcy reached out to our primary tech services supervisor and cataloger, and she reached out to Round Rock, who also uses Koha. And what do they use to catalog? How do they designate local authors within their catalog? How did Koha, how did they work with that? And she found, she got great information from them, so we can make it a pretty easy record to establish.
Other comments, questions? Very good, thank you. All right. Moving along to the director's report.
Yes, if we want to start backwards here, the last page in your packet, this is our existing org chart for today. You should see the folder with how many different iterations I have. So this vacant tech, that position's posted, but there's also a vacant part-time tech because this Dawn Davis, she got a full-time position somewhere else, so she's no longer with us. I mean, she's alive, but she's not, she doesn't work.
So we have three vacancies in JJ.
Yes. Yeah, and so we're, this is typically where we are, and then you'll see the supervisors here, they have their extensions. So it's the same number as the city, and those are the extensions to reach them. The colors that you see are what programming team people are on. So you see there are a lot of display team people. Those are typically our part-timers that we didn't feel we could. When they're here, they're important for doing what we need them here to do. They don't have extra time. But the blue folks are the teen team. You'll see that's a little small right now. We are going to grow that a little bit, but the yellow is the youth team, and I think they're actually more there now, so I don't think that, oh, there they are. So we have 10 on that team. Before we did our reorg, there were 5 people in the youth department, which did teen and youth programs, so we had a lot more people focused on that. And then the adult team is that, whatever color you'd call that, pink-ish, red. And then the green are the outreach team. So it's whichever the drop-down is on Excel that lets you just pick that first. And then Gary Landeck, you'll see he's a different color because he is kind of, when we did the reorg, he's the manager over all programs. So all the teams kind of get together in his department there. They'll pull in all the stuff and put together the program guide and make sure all the logistics are done. So,
now Larry's over here now.
Larry Dishman? Yes. He's so under Stephanie Harrison, that was Susan Custerbeck's position, so Stephanie moved up there. So Rebecca and Larry, they're techs, but they're on the ILL department. They do the interlibrary loans. And under Marcy Chen, that's most of what used to be called tech services, but that's where our acquisitions take place. So Joe, your book is now in the system. It was waiting on a cover to be attached. So, but they're the department of folks who do that and track all that and keep all that taken care of.
Feel sorry for Layla.
Is she?
Only has one name.
I think Layla's last name is very, very long. It was all in there, you might not have been able to read any of it. So, how do you pronounce her last name, Lisa?
Layla.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
It's with a B.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, John Hummel is now located physically over here.
Yes, when we had, there was an opportunity where people moved up and moved over, and John made a lateral move over here, which allowed Tammy Biggio to fill the library loan position over there. Gary is Landeck. He is the top silver So he's got his program department there. It's hard to make it all fit on one sheet.
Yeah.
That's the other thing. So, but I know you'd ask for it, and you're right. When we're throwing out names, and you have no frame of reference as to where they are, I wanted to make sure that you got that. So
thank you.
No problem. All right, and then on to my report. Just wanted to say that, you know, even though we had lowered the number of programs that John and Judy Gay in anticipation of construction, and that didn't impact February, so we could have had them over there, but it was already planned not to. So we did actually have fewer over there. However, it had a strong performance. So the our programs in general. So we had the author-led discussion on with Zachary Wood that the Friends put on for Black History Month. That had
a
good attendance. It was very impressive. He's a very impressive young man. But we also had a good turnout at Texas Gardening Program at John and Judy Gay. Our youth programs are good. And then our Facebook presence continues to grow. So here are some of the Facebook posts we have. So we are about to go official. Well, it is official. So the city has posted our Facebook post. Trevor, who's running our social media, until recently has had to go through kind of a secondary thing. Now he'll have direct access, so you'll see our content kind of increase. Some of the things we're proud of is we did a kind of a time-lapse video of our meditative mandala program, so you can watch one actually being done while it's there. You know, when we had our Sounds of Ireland, we got some video of the band there that we're able to post and show people kind of what we had going on.
You've had a rough go with the weather on the Ireland program.
Well, this one was planned to be inside, so it was cold, but inside, so that was helpful. So if you flip that over, you'll see that our circulation numbers were pretty on par at both locations this year, but our digital actually is continuing to see a pretty large increase over last year. So overall, it was an increase. And then our attendance per program, what you'll see is our attendance per program numbers, especially for adults, are continuing to rise. Teens, it's still an issue. We know it's an issue. A couple of years ago, we had a group, and they kind of graduated out. And at that same time, we had a change in staff with one of our staff members who was really good at that relationship side. And now that we've restructured, this teen team hasn't had a chance to implement what they've planned yet. So the summer's going to be the first time they've had to do that. And we're starting already to see some of that climb back up. And then Universal Class, I just wanted to highlight this resource. In February, there were 316 courses started. So people did over 2,400 assignments they completed. And some lessons have more than one assignment, some have no assignments. But that people are using it for what we hoped they'd be using it for. So they are taking advantage of it. They're going through the lessons. They're doing the work. And interestingly, how to draw is one of the top programs, which I thought everything else is kind of tech. It's tech, business, and then how to draw. So different reasons people are using it. But we continue to see pretty good use for that. And then at the bottom, this is actually an update further. Lisa, you want to talk about the update? Because you've been living it a little more.
So far, the first sign that we saw construction was the porta potties that has to come first. So we've got all kinds of flags, and now we have fencing up where the road is going to go. We have fencing where the lay down and the people that park their trucks. And on the east side, where you know that's where people expect to see things, we do have some fencing for where the well fields and the building will go. So we are seeing some action now. So we should be getting the trailer soon. and it's going to be right outside my window. So it'll block my view, but still, I'll know that they're there.
Yes.
And they'll be putting up the, you know, the short fence. What's it called?
Silt fence.
Yes, silt and rainwater.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So they'll be putting that up strong any day now, all the way around.
And we have a groundbreaking date.
Yes. Yeah. The 23rd.
April 23rd. You will all get official invitations. It'll be, because April 23rd was kind of the first day when everybody, when schedules kind of fit and things worked. And you don't have to bring your shovel, Pete. They will have a shovel. They'll have shovels. But it's kicking off. We still are operating under the same expected timeline, so it should be April of 2020. So we should be available for voting in 2020 at that point.
Yeah, think about that. You're right.
So, but we will not have voting for the bond election coming up. We will not have voting in November. There will be no voting until construction is done at John and Judy Gay. So we are going to work with communications and everyone to get that word out, because we still anticipate in May having people come and be and ask where to vote. So, but if we can get ahead of that with some signage and with some other things, we can spread the word a little bit. Any questions?
Are you still accepting bookings on the room?
No. No, Alicia has.
May 1st. Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, May 1st is passed. So we have people who've booked it up to this point because we don't anticipate construction.
Okay. So you took them through the 1st of May?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Do they have a permit?
Yes.
Good.
Yes, they have all the requisite permits.
Okay.
That was, everything's taken care of on that front. Again, barring disaster and unforeseen problems, this is we're looking good. So we will still have our board meetings over there alternating, so you will see the construction as it happens. I know, you know, as far as construction updates, that's where we are. We haven't gotten furniture picked out yet, but that's all. We got time. We got time for that stuff, and it's kind of a segue. Some of the furniture that we have here with the new furniture is kind of a trial to see what we're going to have there. So I know there was a request to do kind of a walking tour of the new furniture. We can either do that after an adjournment, or we can do it and then come back.
Let's do it after it.
Okay. But I can give you a personal small tour of where all the new furniture is. So you'll notice there is none of it in this room.
I didn't notice anything different. Yeah.
Yes, yes.
Okay, very good. Do we have other business comments, questions, issues? Kevin, you have anything today? No. Okay. Entertain a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Ms. Pons moved. So we have a second?
I'll second.
We have a second. All in favor signify aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Meeting's adjourned. See you all next
month.
Yep.